This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees today. A 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar, worth around 4,600 crore rupees, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister. He will also undertake a ride on the Namo Bharat train from Sahibabad RRTS station to New Ashok Nagar RRTS station. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 1,200 crore rupees. Besides, PM Modi will lay the foundation stone of the 26.5-kilometer Rithala Kundli section of Delhi Metro Phase 4, worth around 6,230 crore rupees. He will also lay the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute, CARI, at Rohini, New Delhi. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. He also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted that draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 have provisions to protect citizens' data and safeguard their rights. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News yesterday, the minister said that the draft rules consist of three major components. These are the provisions to protect the personal data of citizens, the measures to prevent digital risks that children may face, and the provisions to enable citizens to easily exercise their rights. Mr. Vaishnav further said these rules are pragmatic and balanced. Union Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, inspected the Omkareshwar Floating Solar Project in Khandwa district in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. On this occasion, Mr. Joshi said that this is a unique project and it can be done at many places in the country. There is a potential of 90 gigawatts in this sector in the country and full efforts will be made to promote it, he further added. He informed that the government of India's target is to generate 500 gigawatts of electricity by 2030 and 1800 gigawatts by 2047. The Union Health Ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi yesterday. After detailed discussions and based on the currently available information, it was agreed that the situation in China is not unusual in view of the ongoing flu season. The ministry said in a statement that it is closely monitoring the situation in China through all available channels and the World Health Organization has been requested to share timely updates regarding the situation. Six Bangladeshi nationals have been arrested in Tamil Nadu for staying in the state without any valid documents. The arrests were made in Palladam in Tirupur district. According to Palladam police officials, they received a tip-off regarding Bangladeshi nationals residing illegally in the area. Acting on the information, the police conducted a raid on a house and brought the occupants to the police station for questioning. United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will be on a two-day visit to India starting today. He will hold meetings with several key Indian dignitaries, including National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar. In a statement, U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Sean Savett said, during his meeting with Ajit Doval, Sullivan will discuss issues ranging from space, defense, strategic technology cooperation, as well as shared security priorities in the Indo-Pacific region. And that is the end of this news bulletin.